There's no record of Russell Granger. No driver's license. No social. Not for him. Not for Annabelle's mother, Leslie Ann Granger. According to real estate records, the Grangers' home on Oak Street was owned by Gregory Baddington of Philadelphia from 75 to 86. I'm guessing the Grangers rented the property, except Gregory passed away 3 years ago, and his wife, who sounded about 150 on the phone, had no idea what I was talking about. So, one dead end there. Yesterday, I started a routine check on financial records. Got nowhere. Started a search for the Granger family furniture, ostensibly put into storage. Nada. It's as if the family itself never existed. Except, of course, for the police reports Granger filed.
You think Russell Granger targeted his own daughter? Rock said in confusion. Made the whole thing up?
Bobby shrugged. Me? No. Sergeant Warren, on the other hand? It would provide the perfect cover, Dee Dee said flatly. Maybe by 82, Russell thought police would start noticing the sudden uptick in missing females. By positioning himself as a victim, he figured he could avoid being viewed as a suspect. Plus, it sets up the perfect cover for his own departure come October. Think about it. 7 missing girls between 1979 and 1982. One of them, a known acquaintance of Russell Granger's, his daughter's best friend. Yet not a single detective tries to track him down and question him. Why? Because he's already established himself as a protective father. It's perfect.
Cinkus appeared crestfallen. It was clear he liked his man, Aeola, for the crime, so the sudden rise of Russell Granger as a viable alternative came as a heartbreak.
One minor detail, Bobby countered. Russell Granger is dead, which means regardless of what he was doing in the early 80s, he's not the one leaving a note on Dee Dee's windshield.
You sure about that?
You're not really suggesting.
Look at the facts, detective, Dee Dee said. So far, you can't prove Russell Granger existed. Therefore, how can you be so sure he's dead?
Oh, for crying out loud.
I mean it. Do you have a death certificate? Corroboration? No. You have the sole testimony of Russell Granger's daughter who claims her father was accidentally killed by a taxi. No other supporting documents or details. Damn convenient if you ask me.
So, Russell Granger is not only a serial killer, but his daughter is covering for him?
Now who's devolved from fact into fiction?
I'm just saying we can't jump to conclusions yet.
Two things I want to know. Dee Dee regarded him stonily. One, when did Russell Granger first arrive in this state? Two, why did he keep running after leaving Arlington? Give me those answers, then we'll talk.
One, Bobby said crisply. Just got word from MIT on the name of Russell's former boss. I hope to meet with Dr. Shupp first thing in the morning, which should help fill in the background info on Russell Granger, including his Massachusetts timeline. Two, I'm trying to research the dates and cities after the family left Arlington, but I've been too busy chasing after you to get anything else done.
Dee Dee smiled grimly.
On that note, she held up the stack of photocopies. Let's discuss the night's main event.